We've got a mostly dry forecast for the majority of the country, but we have got some onshore winds. That includes the western coast of Tasmania, also the eastern coast of Queensland. These are the two areas more likely to see showers as we move through the weekend. But this ridge of high pressure is keeping much of the remainder of the mainland clear, dry and generally sunny. So for Queensland, showers are probably a bit more likely about the northeastern tropics, parts of the central coast and down around the southeastern corner. We could even start to see cloud begin to move in towards the ranges, but it should be clear, dry and sunny further inland. A mostly dry weekend for New South Wales. Now, there is potential of some showers, generally north of about Coffs Harbour, and they'll be a bit more frequent near the Queensland border. We've also got the potential of an isolated shower about the western coast of Victoria. Now, these falls are going to be very isolated and patchy. For the most part, the state will be dry, but we will see some frost as we move into the early part of the morning. Now, for Tasmania, there is some showers about through the west and the south, but they'll clear as we move into the afternoon. They will linger a little bit longer, though, through the northern coast, but for the most part, these falls will be confined to the western districts. For South Australia, a few isolated showers about the far southeastern coast, the potential of some morning frost through the remainder. We've got a few showers about the southern coastal fringe of Western Australia, but it'll be a dry weekend for Perth. The Northern Territory, dry. We've got strong winds for Darwin and also a possible shower in the northeast.